set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, and God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF Friday, April 25, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great show lined up for you. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Interviews throughout the day, and as well as Michigan news, Michigan politics, and even some things happening in Washington, D.C. Great show lined up. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Well, with the checks that we've been told that are being mailed to our P.O. Box in Elk Rapids, along with the online donations of our first day yesterday, explaining the legal defense fund due to the fact that we're being sued, we raised over $1,000 the very first day. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody that donated. We're going to talk about it during the show, throughout the show today. But if you'd like to help us in this effort, the entire story is listed on the Give, Send, Go website. All you have to do is text me legal, and I'll send you the link. You can share the text message. You can share the information. You can also mail a check into the P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. If you would like me to email you the information, just text me legal, email it to, and your email address. And I'll send it to you by email. That way you can do it on a computer. You don't have to do it on your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just let me know. Greatly appreciate the help. Bottom line, I explained it on the show yesterday. It's on the Give, Send, Go website. Basically, me personally, this show, Your Defending Fathers, as well as my wife, Victoria Bishop, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, which owns 97.7 FM, WCHY, are being sued, all of us, by Thomas Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, located in Onaway, Michigan. So we explained it all there. It's on the website. Again, just text me legal or email legal. Send that to me with your email address, and I'll send it to you. One of the things that yesterday provided me in being honest with you guys and telling you truthfully what's going on in this battle is that I didn't realize how many people truly appreciate the show, truly appreciate the music, truly appreciate everything we're doing here. And I explained that if we're not able to raise the money to defend against these lawsuits, my First Amendment rights may be silenced, and the radio station could possibly be faced with having to shut down, go bankrupt, and basically go off the air. And you guys responded, text messages of support, greatly appreciate all that. And man, just, I just didn't realize. Jeff says, I wish we could have sent more. Brother, the Michigan Freedom Fighters are here, and they have a fundraiser weekend just 6 weeks away. See what else they can do for us. We're going to take a short break. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Well, I just checked the Give, Send, Go website, Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment Rights, and we just had an anonymous giver of $50 that put us right at $1,000. We also have checks coming to the P.O. Box. They made a comment. They said, we shared this with our entire church members list. and we'll share it with all of our friends. We truly appreciate all the information you provide on your show, and we love the music. Stay strong. We are praying for you, too. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. Again, folks, I said it on the show yesterday, I didn't want to do this, but we got our statement from our attorney, and we're over $7,000 already in just answering the lawsuits, filing the paperwork with the courts. We haven't even gone into discovery, depositions, let alone a trial. And we're already actually a little bit over $7,000. When I got the statement, I called Adam and I said, Adam, this is just you answering the complaint? And he said, yes. In filing an answer, filing a countersuit, basically trying to protect your rights of freedom of speech. He said, basically, Randy, this is what this is coming down to. For you to be able to say what you want to say on your radio station and to keep the radio station on the air. I said, how much is this potentially going to cost by the time we, you know, get through discovery and deposition and possibly go to a trial? What am I looking at? What are we looking at in total legal fees? And he said, honestly, Randy, it'll probably be between 22 and 25, maybe even 30,000. I'm like, oh my God, we can't afford this. So this is what we were forced to do. Again, I hate asking for your help, but we just can't afford this litigation, this lawfare that Moran is doing against us, and we need your help. So greatly appreciate it. Share it with people. You can actually share it right from the Give, Send, Go website. And if you can't afford to donate, just share the text message. Text me legal, and I'll send you the link. Just forward it to people that maybe you know could afford it. Maybe a businessman, a friend. Share it with your church members. Whatever you feel compelled to do, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Well, one of the things I want to talk about real quick, and I talked about this yesterday's show too, how Donald Trump is dealing with, similarly, what we're dealing with Moran. Federal judge blocks Trump's directive to require proof of citizenship for voter registration. Just another liberal judge basically blocking what Donald Trump is doing by executive orders. Yesterday, April 24th, another judge blocked President Donald Trump's directive that officials require people to provide proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote. U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar Cotelli, hyphenated last name, said in an order that the Election Assistance Commission must stop taking actions to require a passport or other proof of citizenship for voter registration. Trump, in March, just last month, ordered that the EAC, established by Congress to help officials administer elections, shall take steps to require, quote, documentary proof of United States citizenship, end quote, in its national mail voter registration forms. The commission had recently advised states that it is considering how to amend the federal form which enables people to register to vote. Groups and Democrats challenging the section of Trump's order pertaining to proof of citizenship are substantially likely to prevail, end quote, in their case, ruled the judge. She went on to say, our Constitution entrusts Congress and the states, not the president, with the authority to regulate federal elections. Consistent with the allocation of power, Congress is currently debating legislation that would affect many of the changes the president purports to order. And no statutory delegation of authority to the executive branch permits the president to short-circuit Congress's deliberative process by an executive order. Well, Harrison Fields, a White House spokesperson, told the Epoch Times in an email, President Trump will keep fighting for election integrity despite Democrat objections that reveal their disdain for the common sense safeguards like verifying citizenship. Free and fair elections are the bedrock of our constitutional republic, and we're confident in securing an ultimate victory in the courtroom. Mark Elias, a lawyer representing some of the plaintiffs, said on the social media platform that the ruling was a, quote, big victory. Organizations, including the League of United Latin American Citizens and Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, sued over the president's order, alleging that it violates the U.S. Constitution. They pointed to a federal law that states in part that a person applying to vote can sign the form under penalty of perjury to attest that he or she is a citizen. So basically, you can just sign the form that you are in fact a citizen without proving it. The president's executive order seeks to impose burdensome proof of citizenship requirements based on documents millions of Americans do not possess, one complaint stated. Okay, millions of Americans don't possess a birth certificate. Okay, no problem. Go to the county of your birth. You can even do it online. You can send them a letter. You can send them an email and request a copy of your birth certificate. Vicky, my wife, Antrim County clerk, has already said that she will not charge anybody who wants to get a copy of their birth certificate if they were born in Antrim County. The only problem, we don't have a hospital in our county. We have them in Kalkaska. We have them in Traverse City. We have them in Gaylord. We have them in Charlevoix. We don't have one, a hospital, in Antrim. However, some births occurred in Antrim with women giving birth at their home. She said she's not going to charge for a birth certificate. Others can do it online. If they do charge a small fee, you can pay for it with a debit or credit card online and they'll mail it to you. Well, the suits were all consolidated into one for Kolar Kotelly's review. The Department of Justice has asked the judge not to grant a preliminary injunction, arguing that the harms identified by the plaintiffs were speculative. This case will definitely be appealed. The story goes on to say, it is telling that all of the plaintiffs in this case, none are individually named voters who claim they would be injured but for this court's immediate intervention. and these plaintiffs have thus far been unable to identify by name the voters they purport to represent. Well, based on the way it's filed, what that means right there, folks, they don't have legal standing. They have not named an individual voter who would be injured by President Trump's executive order. Well, if that's the case, an organization can't file a complaint because they don't have legal standing if they claim that these executive order demands require proof of citizenship. An organization isn't a U.S. citizen. Department of Justice attorneys also told the judge that officials had not begun to implement the aspect of the order concerning proof of citizenship, and the actual implementation may never occur. Here in the state of Michigan, the legislature in Lansing is in the process of passing a bill requiring proof of citizenship. There's going to be a ballot initiative collecting signatures to put it on our ballot. We may take care of this here in Michigan at the state level. However, the judge said that their points were not true, pointing to how the executive director of the EEC had recently contacted states about the order and said it was considering how to actually amend the federal registration form. The judge did agree with the government on some of its arguments, including that the plaintiffs do not meet the legal requirements to challenge other sections of the order, including a part that directs the attorney general to take action against states that count mail ballots received after election day. On the present record, challenges to those provisions are premature or properly presented not by these plaintiffs, but by the states themselves. Therefore, the judge said, noting that some of these states have challenged the order in other federal courts, I make my ruling. So, this is going to be appealed. This is going to be challenged in court. This may end up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And their biggest argument, folks, it's too much of a burden for people to provide a birth certificate when registering to vote. Well, do you know here in the state of Michigan, when you go to renew your driver's license, you have got to get a new enhanced Michigan driver's license. You're not allowed to just renew your license anymore. I had to renew my license in January before my birthday, and I had to get my birth certificate, my current photo ID, and go in person to a Secretary of State's office to get an enhanced driver's license. Now it has a gold star on it because I showed my birth certificate. Well, the Secretary of State can require that for an enhanced driver's license. Why can't we require it to register to vote? Makes no sense. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source brought to you by Enbridge. Delivering safe, reliable energy to